one of the few Arab countries to voice solid support for the current strikes on Afghanistan is Jordan, a key ally of Washington's. But there is a big gap between Jordan's official position and public sentiment. Despite repeated denials from the Bush administration, many Jordanians view the attacks as an unfair assault on their culture and their religion. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from the Jordanian capital, Amman.
In this trendy internet cafe turned bar by night, you would normally expect to find young students applying for study in the U.S., or at least eager to visit relatives there. But these days, those socializing in the courtyard are more likely to swear they would never live in America, then issue a tirade of reasons why. 17-year-old Mohammed Musa sips an Amstel beer with a friend as he spews criticism. Every day, he says, American foreign policy leads to Arabs and Muslims being persecuted and killed. America has a double standard, he says. That's why it's partly to blame for the recent attacks against it. The biggest complaint in Jordan is U.S. support for Israel, even as it occupies Palestinian land. Two-thirds of Jordanians are of Palestinian origin. But one person after another also cites a litany of accusations, all the way back to America's use of Agent Orange in Vietnam and the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. There are cursory expressions of sorrow for the thousands of Americans killed in New York and Washington, but U.S. claims that it's retaliating in the name of freedom and democracy elicit only rolled eyes. 22-year-old Rena Tababna says America is all for human rights and democracy at home, but it suppresses any other country that tries to improve itself. As in other places, there is widespread refusal to believe that Osama bin Laden masterminded the attacks on the U.S., reinforced by the U.S. refusal to make public hard evidence. Instead, regional debate about the conflict has taken on the tones of a culture war. The respected and widely watched Arab satellite channel Al Jazeera has featured discussions that veered into criticism of American family values, the U.S. obsession with money, and assertions that Muslim values are superior. Political analyst Mustafa Hamarna says Al Jazeera and other Arab media coverage has been irresponsible.
They were mobilizing in many ways against the West in a tribal, sometimes even racist way. They opened up the airwaves for some of the intellectuals who, in a more progressive, modern setup, they wouldn't appear on these stations.
Hamarna says Western leaders are also at fault. Take President Bush's slip that the U.S. was launching a crusade, or the Italian leader's remark that Western civilization is superior to Islam. But the resentment now being expressed has been building for some time. Dr. Tarek Tahboub is a member of Jordan's main Islamist opposition group and a Western-educated anesthesiologist. His abiding memory of time in the U.S. is what he considers the shallowness of American culture. The U.S. is suffering now, he says, because it's insensitive to the suffering inflicted by its own foreign policy.
And when you violate somebody's rights and humanity and dehumanize them every day with the whole world closing its eyes and saying nothing because it's so far away. It's so far away. Who cares? We're watching football and baseball and, you know, having a good time. Then what comes is natural.
Tahboub says if the U.S. does not engage in soul-searching about its role abroad, he shudders to think what may happen next. What they did in New York and Washington was unthinkable, he says, and when they retaliate for the strikes on Afghanistan, that too will be unthinkable. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Amman.